Chapter number 6 in the book of Acts, and I want to begin reading with verse number 1. Stand with us, and we'll honor the Bible this morning. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to be here. Father, we pray, God, for the service for these that are bowed here. I pray, God, that your will be done. Lord, I pray that you'd draw us closer to you. You said that if we'll draw near to you, that you'd draw near to us. Yeah. Father, I pray, God, that you'd increase our faith and let us leave here different than we were when we came. Yes. Lord, I pray that you'd do that work in us that we cannot do ourselves. Yes. Have your way now in the service. And Lord, what you do for us, we'll be careful to praise you. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. And amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on being filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to us about that for just a few minutes. You cannot be saved unless you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And when I think about the Bible, the Bible said, "Know ye not that your bodies are a temple of God?" And we talked this morning in the beginning of the service. I believe Brother Mickey had mentioned about, again, the promise that he had made to Abraham, that in Abraham's seed, all nations would be blessed. And that seed was Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ came into this world, he done his completed work while he was here. Yeah. He said on the cross, "It is finished." Yeah. And then he said, "I'm going away." And he said, "I'm going to send you another."
Yeah.
So he sent the Holy Ghost here that will be with us and shall be in us.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the promise that God made Abraham.
Yeah.
We receive the Spirit of God by faith. That was mentioned this morning. And we house now the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Spirit of God now dwells on the inside of us. When I think about that, I get overwhelmed over that promise. When I think about the Spirit of God living on the inside of me, what am I that God would even entertain the thought of living in me? Knowing what a vile sinner that I was, and why God would love me so much that he would send his son into the world, that through him I'd have the ability of the Spirit of God to live on the inside of me, being filled with the Spirit. Amen. This morning the Bible tells us now that the church, they had gathered, the apostles had gathered together, and they said, "Seek ye 7 men of good report and full of the Holy Ghost." And so now the Bible said, as they begin to look those men out, the Bible said they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
3 times in this text, you'll find the reference of Stephen being empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now the problem here this morning isn't that we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. The problem is we will not let him manifest himself in our lives and in our living. knowledge, every action that we find that's pointed towards God is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And even our thoughts of God comes in the process of the Holy Ghost. Well, who shall know the mind of God except His Spirit? Amen. And so now we find Stephen here, a man full of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, I wouldn't want any of the leaders in the church to be any less than that. Amen. To be any less. I wouldn't want the members to be any less than filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. And that's a promise given to us by God, our Heavenly Father. From the very beginning of the Bible to the very ending of the Bible, we find that reference of the filling of the Holy Ghost. And so now we find here in the book of Acts that we see in the very first couple of chapters where Jesus now has baptized the church in the Holy Ghost. And they're filled with the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost. And now as they began to work the works in the world, they do it by the leadership of the Spirit of God. And so now we find them here, the church in its infant stages now. The Bible said as they began to multiply, I believe at this particular point now they'd been around 8,000 souls saved. Amen. And they'd been baptized, and the church is on the move. And we find the church moving rapidly here in these first a few chapters in the book of Acts, as Jesus told them to wait there at Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And they were waited there, 120 of those disciples in the upper room, until the Spirit of God came upon them and dwelt in them, and they began to be empowered and witnesses. And He said, start at Jerusalem, go to Judea, into Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the world, as the Spirit of God began to give them utterance, and they began to move and began to grow. But the multitude began to grow, and then they needed some leadership there to minister unto them, not to tell them what to do, but to minister unto them, to where they can have people taking care of the widows and the orphans and the needs of the church body to help them. But one of the criteria that was met there to be there was that they were to be of good report and full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so now three times you find where the Bible talks about Stephen being filled with the Holy Ghost here in the text. He had to have the Spirit of God before he could ever serve the church. Amen. He said in verse number 8, the Bible said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He could have not did that on his own. Amen. We don't choose people in the church. And my friend that has plenty of money, or that they're smarter than anybody else. But he said, look at them and see that they're of good report and full of the Holy Ghost. My, listen, you cannot serve the church until you're filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said here that he was full of faith and of power. That power come in him through the Holy Ghost of God. And the Bible said in verse number 5, he said he was full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Now he says that he is filled with great power to do those great wonders and miracles among the people. You know, I'm glad that the Spirit of God can be seen through the lives of every individual. Amen. Now, we know that a spirit, we can't put our hands on a spirit. We can't see a spirit. But the Holy Ghost works and manifests himself in the hearts and in the lives of believers. He said, be ye filled with the Spirit of God. And he said in the book of Ephesians, and he said not to be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Now we all know what drinking does in excess. When we drink alcoholic beverages, and it alters our behavior. That's what it does. It makes a person drunk, and their behavior is altered. And the Bible tells us not to be altered by the liquors of this world, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, in the day of Pentecost, and these men act like they're drunk. And Peter said, they're not drunk. Said, this is what was spoken of the prophet Joel. Amen. That he would, in the last days, pour out his spirit upon all men. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost to serve. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost to serve the Lord. It takes the Holy Ghost to serve one another. That's the problem in the church today. Amen. We have too much flesh worship today, too much fleshly serving going on today. And you'd be amazed how it would affect each individual if we could serve under the power of the Holy Ghost in the great works that God would do through us if we had just let the Spirit of God have His way. So now we find that he had to have the Holy Ghost to serve. But look in verse number 10. The Bible said, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which this man spake. Amen. That's how he taught. He spoke under the power of the Holy Ghost. And you remember what happened at the day of Pentecost? How the Bible said that upon them that were in that upper room, the Bible said, fell upon them cloven tongues. They were like fire, amen. And he gave them utterance, amen. And they were able to preach the word, and all the nations heard, amen, of the gospel in their own language. It takes the power of God, amen, and it takes the Spirit of God for us to be witnesses, for them to understand the plan of God. Now listen, you cannot talk to nobody without it. This makes no sense. It's one dead man talking to another dead man, and they don't understand what in the world you're saying. But never underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost in his witness. Amen. He said, wait there until you're endued with power from on high. And he said, then ye shall be my witnesses. Amen. It's not you or me that speaks, but it's the Spirit of God that speaks in us and through us. Amen. Not the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God. And how the Bible said here, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Amen. Now you're not smart enough, nor am I smart enough, amen, within myself to find that wisdom of God. But we get that from God and through his Holy Spirit to speak the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of this world, amen, is foolishness to God. Amen. We're trying to figure all this out. And I tell you, the best thing we can do is just let go and let God. Amen. He'll get the job done every time. But then it goes on in verse number 15. The Bible said, and all that sat in the council, now they had gathered a council against Stephen. The Bible said, they said that he was saying words that was blasphemy against Moses and against God. And they stirred up and they began to stir the people, and they were going to grab a hold of Stephen. And the Bible said the men ceased not speaking blasphemous words against this holy place. They were accused of that, accused of the law. But then the Bible said, and all that sat in council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Amen. He said in Philippians, he said that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Amen. I tell you, the Holy Ghost will cause a shining to come upon you. Amen. It'll cause a different countenance to be on your face this morning. He'll make a difference, amen, in your life and in my life. I tell you, we're not like old mew faces going around like we've been eating sawbriars. But Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Ghost, and he let his light so shine among men that they were gazed upon him, and his face looked like the face of an angel. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that's what I want. Ain't it what you want? That's what they need to see. Out yonder in a dark world, they need to see a light shining. They need to see some of God's people happy and filled in the hole with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That'll make a difference wherever we're at. We're supposed to be salt and light in the world. Amen. We're supposed to shine the gospel across a dark sea. And we're supposed to influence the world in the right, with the right influence, and to turn them to the Lord. Amen. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Shining among them, his face is like that of an angel. Have you ever seen anybody like that? First time ever saw Brother Raymond Cook preach. He just changed. The countenance just changed. I don't know about that. I looked at that and I've thought about that many a time. Amen. You know, we can't even preach without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Brother Raymond Cook used to, when he was preaching, he'd preach and he'd tear you up and love you all at the same time. I said, Lord, that's what I want to do. Amen. I want to be a preacher such that I can preach with power. Amen. And love them too. Thank God. His face shined like the face of an angel. I tell you, be filled with the Holy Ghost. This world is a world of sin and sorrow. Many of folks are broken and living in darkness. And my, they need to see a church. Need to see church folks that are shining and people that are filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I think we get too wrapped up in the world, don't you? I do. But then look over in chapter number 7. They never let Stephen alone. I tell you, that man, if the devil don't bother you, I think I'd check up. Ain't that right? If we're not witnessing for God, we're not living for the Lord and shining for the Lord, and if we're not, then the devil ain't going to bother you. But if you'll let him out, amen, let him on the outside, that's on the inside, let him rule and reign this mortal body, and let the world see the Lord in your life, perhaps they'll want what you got, amen. So the Bible said when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Paul said, it's the earnest expectation of the earnest part. Amen. That's what we have inhabited on the inside of us. But that's what kept Stephen steadfast in his faith. Amen. Was him being full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said he looked up steadfastly. They recognized Stephen. It made such an impact on Saul, the young man's life, until I believe he never got away from it. Amen. Until the road to Damascus. How the Bible said he was the young man that held the cloak of Stephen while they were stoning Stephen. And Stephen was looking up. And the Bible said he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He didn't die. He just fell asleep. Amen. Went home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And Saul never got away with it. And it literally changed him and all the world around him. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, if the church lacks anything today, it's not letting him have his way. I don't know if we're afraid what somebody else will think. I don't know if we worry about what somebody else will say. But you know, we can't do that. We've got to mind the Lord and let his spirit have his free course in our lives. In the first place, we're not alive apart from his spirit. We're dead in trespasses and sin. We're not alive. But when the Spirit of God comes in, life comes in. It's the same principle that God, when he breathed in Adam, his breath, he became a living soul. It's the same thing. God breathed on us. Hallelujah. When we got saved and we become alive, thank God, and alive forevermore. This morning, full of the Holy Ghost. What we need is to let him have his free course. Now the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of himself, but he speaks of Jesus. He talks about the Lord all the time. That's what he does. Somebody said, boy, he's a fanatic. He can't have it. When you let the Holy Ghost have his way, he's going to talk about Jesus. Now you can quench him, talk about everything else if you want to. But when the Holy Ghost takes over, he's going to talk about Jesus. It don't make no difference how where we're at, what we're doing. He's going to talk about Jesus when you turn him loose. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's what we need more of. Amen. The conversation in our society needs to change. It's all about politics. It's all about politicians. I'm going to tell you, church, we're not of this world. We belong to a different land. Amen. We're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We're going to tell the world, hallelujah, that the King is soon coming. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, it's got from the pulpit to the pew. That's all we want to talk about. I don't care about them folks. I'm a child of the King. This is not my home. I've got one responsibility in society here. I have a vote. That's it. I have a vote. And so do you. Amen. Vote your Christian conviction. Amen. Amen. And we have that responsibility. And we go to the voting polls and we do our thing, whatever we do there, vote for them folks. And it's over. We go to the house. Ain't no need of whining and crying and complaining and griping. That's it. Just be sure you take that responsibility serious. Amen. I'm not trying to give you a sociology class. I'm just telling you, as a Christian, I've got one responsibility, and that's to be sure I vote the right on the right person. Amen. The rest of it, I ain't got no control over. Ain't no need of me whining and complaining. Amen. All I need to do is keep praying, and if they get too much out of line, I'll say, God, get them out of office. That's it. That's it. It made me so mad when that fella up in New York, and they voted as a small group to okay abortion plumb up until the delivery of the baby comes. Ain't a thing I could do about that. They did that. I wish I could do something about it. I wish I could go up there and if I had my druthers, I'd wring Como's neck. And I'd say, what do you mean doing something like this? But I have no control. But I know the one that does. And he can wring his neck. Am I right? And all I need to do is pray. God, when those men make those kind of decisions and choices, and them women, get them out of office. The church has got a voice. It's one voice. Amen. Church, when we make that voice, we've got to make it under the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm voting for Jesus. Ain't you? Be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, don't you leave here and say all the preacher had to say was politic. I didn't say that. I said we need to change our conversation. Amen. We're talking too much on that, not enough on Jesus. Hallelujah. If we're going to be talking about Jesus, He'll fill the house. Glory to His holy name. And He'll fill your house full of the Holy Ghost. I want to talk about heaven. I want to talk about Jesus. Amen. Tell about the good news that He still saves old filthy sinners. If anyone will come to Him, if they're sick and tired of what they're doing and where they're living and who they are, Jesus specializes in changing people. Amen. You can't change yourself. God can only change people's lives. You young girls, listen to me just a second. Don't ever believe that you can change your little boyfriends. You cannot change. You do not have the power to change the little boys, nor does the boys have power to change the little girls. We're powerless. They might can fool us for a little while, and they can behave themselves for a little while, but you can't change them. They've got to be born again. Amen. To ever be changed. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. You cannot. We don't have that power. But God has that power to change lives, and He'll change lives today. Amen. Let's stand this morning. And while they're coming to the piano and get us a song ready, I want you to listen to what the Holy Ghost is telling you. Not what you're telling your mind. I want you to listen to what the Holy Ghost is telling you. If the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart about being saved, if He reveals to you that you're a sinner and that you need to be saved, you just listen to it. Do what He tells you to do. He's going to tell you to repent, because that's the message that Jesus told us to do. To repent of our sin and to believe upon Jesus Christ. He said, "And thou shalt be saved." You that are a Christian here that's already been saved, if you're out yonder doing things you ain't got no business doing, the Holy Ghost is going to tell you to get your life straightened up and repent. Get those things out of your life. Your well stopped up. And you need a cleaning. And He wants to cleanse you. You come on this morning. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. And He can change the water to wine. Amen. Why don't you come this morning? Listen to what He says and obey Him.